Welcome to Caroline's Pause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader. Well, hello, hello.
There you go.
It's a beautiful day today in the neighborhood. So, you know, yes, Doheny's going on this weekend, but there's another festival going on that has been happening for 15 years, and that's my guest is going to be talking about that. I have Barnett English on the line. Barnett, good morning.
Good morning, Caroline. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Thanks for you're out remote in the desert. We're going to be talking about the Joshua Tree Music Festival that Barnett started 15 years ago. And I am so excited to talk about the festival, your foundation, and that's of course why we're on Caroline's Cause Corner. But just the energy and vibe behind the Joshua Tree Music Festival. Why don't you dive in and explain why you started it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Caroline. Originally I started the music festival, obviously, because I love music. But, and I thought that was really what it's all about. And then now 15 years later, I've learned that it's really not about the music. It's about the people and the community involved and the hundreds of artists that come out and help create the event.
For
sure.
And
all the families that come, and it's really, that's the experience that people walk away with that's unforgettable, is the when you spend 3 days and nights out camping with people and you get to see each other 40 times over 3 days, you walk away with richer experiences than you would if you and I just met for lunch for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and
so
I would,
it's those deep connections, really.
For sure, and I would imagine that I can already tell. This will be my first time going and bringing my boys, that I can't wait to like really prepare and like go all in next year, because reading through your website, Joshua Tree, what is it? JoshuaTreeMusicFestival.com. You really give the vibe of what it's all about. And I want to read something to listeners here. The festivals, because you also run another one or two festivals.
Two other festivals. We have a fall festival here in Joshua Tree every October. And then I've teamed up with some friends. We have a festival up near Truckee that we're having in July, the Guitarfish Music Festival.
That sounds really cool, too. So Joshua Tree Music Festivals are a celebration of life, lovingly produced by a family of friends and funsters who believe that music is the soul of life. These intimate, family-friendly experiences in the magical Mojave go deep to create positive and meaningful life-changing moments. That's what it's all about. So I want to talk to you about your foundation, the Joshua
Yes.
Tree Living Arts, right?
Yes, correct.
So tell me all about that.
Well, it's a group of us out here in Joshua Tree, if folks aren't familiar with it, it's a beautiful, magnificent geographical location. But the community itself is, there's no money here. People are pretty poor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of artists here. Like the ratio of artists in this town is radically high. And so we decided we need to start writing some grants and get some money to pay those artists to teach kids for free. So that's really the mission behind it, is take advantage of the wealth we have here, which is all the creativity and the human power, and try to bring some grants and donations and foundation money in to fund programs, not just here at the festival, but in the community and at in schools as well.
Excellent. And I want to, in what's the word I'm looking for? I want to make sure people know, that's the easiest way to say it, that this is like an extremely family-friendly event. Because a lot of the festivals, people like me who are, music people want to bring their kids to various festivals that are really not set up for kids, but yours is. And let's talk about that. You have like fun, what is it called? Kidsville?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're let's be honest, parents still want to get down to great music.
Yes, we do.
And if you're like me, I don't want to leave my daughter at home. So she goes everywhere with me. And my 12-year-old's been to over 125 festivals already. And So we make it super family friendly, and there's over 500 kids here.
502 is really, tomorrow.
Yeah, 502. So yeah, we just, you know, obviously we make it extremely safe and have lots of eyes and ears out, but we make the Kidsville super action packed, and it's everything is close by. So even if you're at Kidsville, you still hear the music from the stage. And, you know, like you said, I've been to a lot of festivals too that, you know, they say they're family friendly, but then, you know, the real test is walk up there with your child to Kidsville and see if they approve, you know? And so we've been to some, and my daughter Lola, she's like, I don't know. This one's not so good, Dad.
Between your daughter and my boys, they're going to have their own. I already saw this like little spinoff of their own festival someday. I can just see it.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, my daughter overheard me one time telling someone, they asked me how long I would do this festival. I said, hey, I guess till I pass away. And then she hit me in the ribs and said, hey, don't think I'm going to take this over when you die.
I'm
like, no, you do your own thing. Be yourself.
I love it. So we're talking to Barnett English, who is the founder and operator of the Joshua Tree Music Festival. I was at a party last weekend, and there was a couple that were like all over going. You know, they really wanted to go, and I was telling them that, you know, that I knew you. And in fact, let's just, as we wrap up, okay, I know we met through our dear friend Lisa Cochran, but how long ago was that? And
That would have been 1995, and I had just started a coffee business, and I met you, and you said, hey, you should go to this High Sierra Music Festival.
That's right.
Coffee.
That's right.
So I went to High Sierra Music
for them,
Festival
right.
in 1995, and I went, and I had the time of my life, and it changed me radically. And I decided right then and there, I said, well, I'm just going to go to music festivals for the rest of my life. So for 24 years now, I've been selling coffee at music festivals. And then I started my own, and almost everybody I know from festivals. And it's because of those rich, deep connections that you do have when you're out camping together for 3 days.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you talk about it, it reminds me of High Sierra, which was like, you know, a mainstay of mine. And I did do some PR for them when they were in their fifth year. And I think they're in their, 25th year now. So
26th year this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
the 22nd year in a row that I've been.
Excellent.
So I always look forward to that one too. It's another festival that really caters to families and you know, grown up kids of all ages.
That's for sure. So, listeners, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it started yesterday. So, get out to the desert. Joshua Tree, if you don't know, is kind of east of Palm Springs, and it is a magical, magical place. And are there tickets available still and all that stuff?
Everything's at the gate available, and all the info's on the website.
And that's joshuatreemusicfestival.com. Barnett English, thank you for what you do. Thank you for the foundation that supports especially the kids and the artists within the Joshua Tree community. And I will see you tomorrow. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Caroline, thanks so much for taking time out to chat with me. And we look forward to seeing you out here in the desert.
Yeah, I can't wait. And listeners, if you have any other really cool people for me to interview, go to my Caroline's Kyle's Corner Facebook page and let me know, and I will consider them for sure. So everybody, lots of music festivals going on. U2 is Sunday at the Rose Bowl. I'll be there as well. And it's a big weekend of music. So everybody be safe. Have a killer weekend. It's going to be hot. Drink lots of water. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.